Hi, this is Erin Azar, and you're listening to the Run to the Top podcast.
Hi there, my running friend. This is Coach Claire Barthelic, the Planted Runner, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, one of the first and only running podcasts dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of running coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as running coaching plans to fit every runner and every budget. If you were to believe everything you see on social media, you'd think that every runner out there is more beautiful and faster than you are. On the one hand, it can be inspirational to follow people that are amazing runners, but sometimes you can fall into the comparison trap that can get bad enough that you just want to delete all your accounts for good. If you are just beginning your running journey, seeing all the accomplishments of the quote, real runners can make you question all of the things you're going through. Running is really hard, especially at the beginning, and it can feel pretty lonely if all you see are perfect people with their perfect running accounts. Erin Azar is here on the Run to the Top to change that. Known on TikTok and Instagram as Mrs. Space Cadet, Erin started out running to change her body and her mindset after having kids. She began to document her runs on video to keep herself accountable. But then something incredible happened. She decided to join TikTok, and her very first running video got over 1 million views on the very first day. How was this possible? Well, Erin's here to tell you her side of the story, but I can tell you it's because she is real and simply hilarious. Erin's not afraid to show us everything she struggles with on a run or in life. She is a self-described slow runner and has documented her training with a delightful sense of humor. She shares her frustrations as her goal marathon gets canceled and how she's pivoting to a more meaningful race. What I love about Erin is that she is everything that a real runner really is. So many people who are starting off say, "Oh, I'm not a real runner because I'm not fast or skinny or experienced." Erin is changing all of that. And to be honest, she's the only running account that I want to follow right now. I know that you are going to love her as much as I do, no matter what kind of runner you are. And I'm super excited to announce that we are running a contest, especially for beginner runners. If you go to the link in the show notes, you can enter for a chance to win one of 3 copies of Easy Running Plans written by Jeff Gaudette. This book is specifically designed to help beginner runners develop total body speed, strength, and endurance by helping you understand the science behind your training and providing comprehensive plans. We're limiting this contest to October 6th through October 12th, 2021, so be sure and enter today. I'll mention this again at the end of the show in case you are on a run right now, but if you're good at memorizing links, you can enter at runnersconnect.net/483. Quick little behind the scenes note here, as long as we're talking about being real. My audio is not quite as crisp as it usually is for this interview. We had a little tech issue with my microphone that I wasn't aware of until after I let Erin go. Shout out to my audio engineer, Jeremy, for making it sound as good as possible, but my apologies that it's not quite the same quality as we're used to on the Run to the Top. But hey, I'm going to treat it like a bad run, learn what I can, and let it go, right? If you're listening to this episode, it's pretty likely that you're an athlete. Not only that, but I bet that you eat healthy with a focus on whole, unprocessed foods most of the time. While that is awesome, it also means that you need to pay more attention to your electrolytes. Athletes, healthy eaters, and heavy sweaters all require a lot more sodium than you might think, especially after workouts. And if you're all 3, then you definitely need more than a typical sports drink. That's where Element, founded by biochemist Rob Wolf, comes in. It's loaded with everything you need to replenish your electrolyte balance with 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, and doesn't include anything you don't need like extra sugar or anything artificial. Stay tuned for how you can get a free sample pack at lmnt.com. And now, here's my conversation with Erin Azar. Welcome to the Run to the Top, Erin.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your running journey and how you got started.
Yeah, I actually got started a couple years ago when I had my third baby. I was really, you know, in that postpartum period. She was maybe a few months old. I was feeling really tired, really stressed, and just physically unwell. So just out of a moment of desperation, I put on, you know, my sneakers with holes in them, my ratty clothes. I think I had a nursing bra on. I didn't even have a regular sports bra. And I just was like, I think I need to just run or walk or something. And when I ran, I don't even know if I made it a mile. I felt just like a tinge of relief, you know, a calmness. And I thought, I think I need to just keep this going for, you know, my health and my mental health. So knowing me, I quit everything that I start, like everything. I hate that about myself. So I thought, if I just say, you know, on my YouTube channel, at the time I had, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred subscribers, but I felt really close to them. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to run for 30 days and just see what happens. So I put that out there and I did that 30 days. And I think shortly after I could run a mile, for some reason, I just thought, I'm going to train for a marathon. I don't know why I started there. I could have done a 5K or a half marathon, but I just went right to the marathon.
Yes, I did the same thing just about. So I know. So what made you want to film the journey?
I think that was twofold, really. One part was I wanted something to look back on. So if I didn't really feel any different or look any different after that 30 days, I wanted to go back and look at the first video, for example, and kind of see my mood and my mindset and things like that. And then also the accountability part, just saying it out loud. And even if one of my subscribers saw it, I felt like they were going to, you know, follow me along and keep me accountable. And so I had that set thing like, oh, I got to get that video up. I got to get my run in. So I post the video. And I'll just add a third reason. I also thought if someone else sees me, how I look and sees my slow pace, maybe I could find like a internet friend and we could, you know, like commiserate. And I don't know, because no one in my real life either was running, or if they were running, they were really fast and really skinny and, you know, super healthy. So I was kind of trying to look for other people like me.
Yeah, well, you certainly found lots of people. So what kind of response did you get?
On YouTube, I got a lot of support, but it didn't bring a lot of views or anything like that. Luckily, I wasn't really caring about views. But the second that I posted to TikTok, just a realistic run, the same stuff I was posting to YouTube, it got over 1 million views in a day, like overnight. And I thought something was wrong with my account, that it kept saying like, follow, follow, follow. And, you know, so-and-so liked your video, all these comments. I'm like, I think something happened. Like, this must be someone else's account and there's a glitch and I don't know what to do. And then I started to realize they're talking to me. Like, these people are saying, oh my gosh, me too. Or I hate when that happens. Or you look like me. And from that point on, I was like, whoa, we're on to something here. I need to keep posting because I think I found my friends. It was amazing.
Yeah, for sure. So what does it feel like to be such an inspiration to others?
Completely unexpected. First of all, I never thought I'd inspire anybody to do anything. Like, I always say that I just never, I don't know. I'm easily inspired by other people, but I never thought that I would be the person to do that. So it's amazing though. I mean, the comments and messages I get, it keeps me going. It's like the best gift, I feel like, to have that positivity in return.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really know if you're inspiring the cows out there, you know?
I try. They're a little stubborn.
They really don't look impressed at all, you know?
Yeah, they're really not. I think they just like to stare. They judge.
They're judging. They're a little judgy. You know, in a world of like quote unquote perfect people and perfect runners, and you know, everybody's trying to show their very best on social media, you've just been like a breath of fresh air. Like, why do you think that is? Why do you think that you are striking a chord?
I still try and figure that out, to be honest with you. Part of me, I think it was luck maybe that people found my account. The other part of me feels like there just wasn't a lot of that out there. Someone being like completely no, just, I feel my husband always says like you were born without the embarrassment gene. That does not happen for you. Like, he's like, how can you just show, you know, like crotch sweat and thigh chafing? And it doesn't, he could never, you know, but to me, I'm like, why not show it? Because when I started running, I couldn't find that anywhere. I was trying to Google like why my thighs are on the skin on my thighs is like red and on fire. I didn't know what it was because I had no one in my life that dealt with it. And when I tried to find like YouTube videos or Instagram accounts, it seemed like nobody was like that. So I think maybe it was like a breath of fresh air that people were happy that someone was really showing everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Team Struggle Run.
Yes, I felt like even from the very beginner runner to professional Olympians, there is a struggle in every single run or workout or just day. So even though, you know, an Olympian might not like, you know, feel like they can relate to how I look, they can relate to maybe not wanting to go out for a run, but doing it anyway. So all these struggles put together and all of these people, I feel like we're this huge team of struggle runners. Anyone can be a struggle runner. However, my husband, he was training for a marathon with me last year, and we would be running 10, 15 miles. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, are you dying? I am dying. And he would look at me and be like, no, I feel fine. So I refused to give him a Team Struggle Run shirt until we reached, I think it was 20 miles. And he was like, wow, this really sucks. And I'm like, well, good news is you earned a Team Struggle Run shirt. So I will be giving that to you after the run.
Awesome. Yeah, I need one of those shirts for sure.
So yes, I'll have to send you one.
Oh, please do. So you've been training for marathons. Obviously, COVID happened and, you know, all sorts of races got canceled. For you, the most recent cancellation was New Jersey. So I'd love to get into how you felt about that. Like, you know, how does it feel when something you've been working so hard for, you know, the big day gets taken away?
I was really disappointed this year. I understand, you know, that things have to happen the way that they do, especially in the times we're in right now. But I also feel like because it was the second year in a row and I still have not run an in-person race, it was even a bigger blow. So that was a little tough. And I really didn't think it would be canceled. For some reason, I was like, nope, this year it's different. You know, people have their vaccines, I'm vaccinated, we're all good. But so I think it was just unexpected for some reason, but I think I kind of had my head in the clouds a little bit on that.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing instead? Tell us.
Yeah. So when I was little, my dad used to run and he would do this, run on Long Beach Island, New Jersey. It's 18 mile run. So the island itself is 18 miles long. You start from one end, go up to the lighthouse, and that's the race. And I remember being little, you know, and holding out water for him and being so excited to watch him do that. So when the marathon was canceled, I'm like, you know what? We have a family house there that we all share. How fun would it be to do that race and, you know, have like a get together afterward and kind of relive that. So I still will not have my in-person marathon, but I feel like I'm still excited for the race, and it's a small race from what I understand. It's really small, so it has less of a chance to be canceled, I feel like. I felt like it was kind of a safe bet to sign up for it. So I still have my eye on an in-person marathon, at least for next year.
Yeah. Well, see, at least you're getting the shorter distance in. You know, you're building up to the marathon, right?
Exactly.
Now you can say you didn't jump to the marathon.
The only problem is I have to run it faster because they limit the time. So I have
tell us about this.
So they give you a certain amount of time, and then my long run pace is about 13 and a half minutes if I'm doing a lot of miles, but I have to run it in 12 and a half minutes per mile. So that's a change that I've been trying to get faster. My coach, I have to shout out Coach Alicia at What Runs You. She has been so patient with me because I changed this so many times. I'm like, I'm running the New Jersey Marathon. Oh, that was canceled. I'm going to change it to 18 miles. Wait, no, I think I want to do the marathon. Wait, no, I'm going to. So, you know, she's trying to adjust my paces and all this stuff. And then finally, you know, maybe a month and a half out, I'm like, no, I want to get a minute per mile faster. Can I do that in 6 weeks? She's like, okay. We're going to do our best, but she's so positive. She's like, you know, you run hills all the time because we're surrounded by only hills here and the race course is flat. So that's, you know, that should give me time. And so we'll see, but that's the big suspenseful thing about that race.
Yeah. So you've never done speed work before. So, you know, you've always been focused on distance. So what is it like to do speed work for the first time?
At first it was a little confusing. I felt like her explanation was so specific and like really easy to understand. So I went into it like, oh, I got this. This is so easy. Like she laid out everything for me. But when I was in it, I was running too fast because I thought that you had to like sprint or something, but then I didn't know if my watch was saying the right pace, like in real time, like how accurate that was. So I'm like, wait, is that the pace? And then I would get in my head. And then before you know it, the 30-second like surge or whatever was long gone. I'm like sprinting for a minute, then burning myself out. So that first workout that I did like that was a mess. I finished it, but after that, I knew not to get in my head about it. Don't get too specific. Just run a little faster for 30 seconds at, you know, and rest for 2 minutes or whatever is specified. So now I understand it better. But at first, yeah, okay. That was it was a big adjustment.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you've kind of blown up quite a bit. And I would imagine that most of the comments that you get are super, super positive. But do you get negative comments as well? And how does that affect you?
I don't get too many negative comments, but they're still there. And I'm sure there's some that I don't even see, especially when things, you know, go viral. You're always going to get exposed to someone that doesn't follow you and who is probably wondering why your video showed up on their page, which is fine. And luckily they do not bother me. There's people that are like, oh, I could run or I could walk as fast as you run. And I'm like, okay, go walk that pace for 26.2 miles. And maybe we could do it together. Like I'll run my marathon. You can walk it. It'll be fun. It doesn't bother me. I just know that negative comments are not a me problem. It's a them problem. And I hope that their day gets better because it's coming from a place inside them and not anything about me.
I'd like to talk about the science of sweat for a moment. You already know that when you sweat, you lose electrolytes, which are essential for your body's best performance. But you've also been told that too much salt is bad for you, so it can get confusing to know what to do. The truth is that athletes, healthy eaters, and heavy sweaters all need more sodium, and just about everyone needs more potassium in their diet. And we don't need a bunch of sugar and artificial junk along the way. Element is the hydration solution designed with athletes and everyone who sweats in mind. Element was born when former research biochemist and two-time New York Times bestselling author Rob Wolf needed to elevate his fitness game. His coaches recommended upping his electrolytes to improve his performance, and it worked. After years of mixing his own homemade electrolyte blends and frustration with the lack of healthy options on the market, Element Recharge was born. Element comes in lots of salty flavors that even the saltiest sweaters will love, such as citrus, raspberry, and orange. It even comes unflavored for those who prefer the clean, salty taste. I don't know about you, but when I'm racing, I crave salt, not sugary sweetness. So Element can be the perfect hydration solution to replace your levels fast. For Run to the Top listeners, Element is offering a free Element sample pack. You only pay $5 for shipping. The sample pack includes 8 packets of Element, 2 citrus, 2 raspberry, 2 orange, and 2 raw unflavored. To claim this exclusive deal, you must go to drinklmnt.com/runnersconnect. This deal is not available on their regular website, so go to drinklmnt.com/runnersconnect. We are loving Element, and we think you will too. Get your free sample pack today. And if you don't love it, share it with a salty friend. They'll refund your $5, no questions asked. You have nothing to lose. Once again, head over to drinklmnt.com/runnersconnect for your salty samples.
Oh, that's awesome. That's obviously the best way to handle it. But sometimes, you know, it's hard when you know, social media has such a negative side too. I mean, amazingly positive side, but there are those people out there that want to just, you know, bring people down. And, you know, one post that you had, you mentioned that you wanted to normalize the bad run. And I absolutely adore this. So could you talk about that?
Yeah. I know there's people that have the thinking that there is no bad run because at least you ran. But I feel like that's really misleading, especially to people who are new to running, and they will think that was really uncomfortable. I had to stop. I didn't even finish. Oh, but there is no such thing as a bad run. And it kind of makes it invalidates that, I feel like. So I embrace the bad runs, and I will call it a bad run. And what I like to say is I put it in my bad run bag and I don't let it bother me. But when I am having another, you know, quote unquote bad run, I take that one out of the bad run bag. I reflect on it like, hey, you had that bad run. It was a rainy day. You had to stop so many times. You didn't even finish it. But the run after that was amazing. So I use those bad runs. Have a stash of them.
I love that because I definitely have been guilty of saying that. I say, you know, there's no bad runs. They're all good runs. They're not all fun. You know, right. A lot of them suck. But yeah. I definitely say, you know, yes, what can you learn from your bad run? And, you know, usually you learn more from bad runs than you do from good ones. But I think that's a really valid point, how when you say that, it can tend to invalidate somebody's feelings. So, you know, embracing the bad run is kind of a tough concept. But when you break it down the way you just did, I think that that's a better way to digest it. For sure. You know, and it's all kind of comes into, you know, running is hard, you know, for mm-hmm. everybody. You know, I don't care who you are. Running is hard. There's always going to be hard parts. There's going to be ugly parts. There's going to be chafing. No mm-hmm. matter how skinny you are, it doesn't yeah. matter. There's going to be chafing. You know, how do you find the humor in this torturous thing that we do?
I feel like before I even started running, that's what I found humor in already. It's just like daily life where, you know, something would very inconvenient, I'll just say that, would happen. And instead of it letting, you know, letting it ruin my day, I would make a joke about it or send it to my friend and, you know, with like a funny gif or something. And I would make videos like that too, just kind of documenting my day and in a humorous way. And that's really how I would cope with things, I guess. So it was really a natural fit to start documenting this about running yeah. because you're right. It is, no matter who you are, or what you look like, it's hard. And I feel like laughing at ourselves and finding humor in that is so important to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next part I would love to get into is fueling and nutrition. So, you know, many of your long run videos, you talk all about what you're eating. You talk about what you're drinking. Mm-hmm. You stash things in the corn, you know, so I would love to hear. And you know exactly what you're doing. It's awesome. So tell us about fueling and hydration for people who just are starting running and they don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, when I started, I didn't know what I was doing either. And I actually didn't even know that you should have electrolytes. I thought, and this kind of goes into brand marketing, I thought only professional athletes drank Gatorade or when you had a tummy ache. I didn't realize that I, as a beginner runner, needed to replenish my electrolytes as I was running. And also fuel. I had no clue. And I'm like, geez, why can't I go past, you know, a few miles? Or why do my legs feel so heavy right now? And why do I feel cold? Which I'm like, holy moly, you are so dehydrated. Because I sweat so much. I'm just one of those people that I just sweat buckets. And so I really need hydration and electrolytes the whole time. And it took me a little bit to find specifically what my body needed. So sometimes when I post things like that, like, hey, you know, 40 ounces of liquid IV or whatever, you know, electrolytes in my vest. And then I'll hold up all my water bottles with that I stash in the cornfield. And then there's 60 ounces here. And people comment, they're like, I don't even drink anything. I just have some electrolytes after like 13 miles. My response to that is, if that works for you, I don't know because I'm not an expert, but I do know that if I don't have all this, I won't finish my run. There's no way. I'll start to get the chills, all the signs of dehydration, and it's not good.
Yeah. So you just figured that out with trial and error, or was it help from your coach, or were you just looking up stuff online? Like, how did you figure that out?
Oh my gosh, I cannot Google anything. I feel like if I Google a foot pain, then I have foot cancer. So I stay away from Google. I use my coach all the time. So she, when I told her, you know, I was having like energy issues and stuff like that, she's like, well, you know, make sure. And I'm sure she gets so frustrated with me because she'll send me like these really detailed things about fueling during your run. And I just kind of like swipe through and I miss it. And she's like, okay, what'd you bring for fuel? And I'm like, oh, I didn't. So, you know, and she's very patient with me. But so at first I had, you know, just like the Welch's fruit snacks or something, because that's what we had here. Once I got to the store, I could see other options and things like that. But so she really would see specifically, okay, how did your run go? What was, and you know, the paces are all there, but how did you feel at this point? How did you feel at this point? And then she could really help me tailor when to fuel, when to hydrate, how much to hydrate, you know? So that was a big help.
Yeah, for sure. Cause you're out on runs that are 2-3 hours at least for sure. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. It's in the summer and it's hot and yeah. You know, you show how much you're sweating. Like yeah. It's a good run if the sweat goes all the way down your shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, one thing I would like to talk about, you know, for slower runners is that you definitely do take stops when, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, to film your videos, but you definitely allow yourself to take breaks during runs, which, to be honest, a lot of people have a problem with because of their ego. And they're like, well, it's not a real run if I stop. Mm-hmm. Could you address that for a little bit?
Yeah. At first I had a lot of trouble stopping. Not necessarily because what I thought about it, but because it was harder for my legs to get going again. Like, or even if I would take a walk break, I couldn't, when I would start to run again, it was even more of a struggle. So for a long time, I just wouldn't take walk breaks and I wouldn't stop because I'm like, I can't, because then it'll be really hard. Now that I'm a little more conditioned, I know that, okay, I really need to bring my heart rate down for a second, or wow, there's this really huge pumpkin that I have to film for my TikTok. So I'm going to stop here for a second. But there, I feel like that is important because I would rather take a minute to walk or stop to bring my heart rate down or to prevent getting injured. That way I'm ready to go for the next run instead of, like you said, having that ego get in the way. No, I can't stop because then I won't be a real runner, or then this won't count as a real run. Okay, well, then you're going into that. For me personally, I'd be going into that next run with a really sore calf that I can't get, you know, stretched out, or just really burnt out and not ready to go into the next run. So it's kind of like self-preservation to me. And I hope that maybe seeing me do it will make other beginner runners more comfortable and like more self-accepting. Just give yourself grace, really.
Yes, absolutely. Beginner runners, intermediate runners, advanced runners, all runners need to give themselves a lot of grace.
Yeah,
that is for sure. So I haven't seen videos of you doing things outside of running. Well, I mean, besides like jumping in a pool and fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, so are you doing strength training and stretching and foam rolling and all that good stuff too?
Yeah. So I actually want to start showing more of that in the videos, and maybe just the other week I started a video at the end of my run and I said, okay, let's go show what I look like and what I do after the run. So even just washing out my bottles, rinsing off my, you know, sweaty hydration vest. But I want to start showing, the foam rolling and the stretching and how the stretching before the run is different than after the run. And a popular question or comment that I've been getting lately is, we miss your cooking videos. So I have to get back into my chaotic cooking videos too.
Oh, I cannot wait for that. That would be awesome. Like, what's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh my gosh. Anything easy. So, but for the videos, I always try and try something new, and it never goes well, but because raw chicken and raw meat, I do eat meat, but touching it raw, even with gloves, just makes me gag. I can't control it. It's just gross. So that's usually a bit chaotic. I'm trying to focus more on overall nutrition, like, and not restricting anything, making sure I get all those nutrients. I'm going to be searching for those type of things instead of things that would be funny to cook, like, Nerds pasta.
Oh my gosh.
That was disgusting.
I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait for that. So how do you measure your success as a runner?
Consistency. That's how, So for me, it's, not so much did I hit that perfect pace for me, or did I reach that distance or go beyond the distance. It's just looking back and being like, I ran through that rainstorm, or I hit all my runs this week, or hey, I've been running for 2 years. That to me is really successful.
Absolutely. Well, I think that is a perfect place to kind of wrap it up. But before I let you go, Erin, I have a few questions that I ask everyone. And the first one is, if you could go back and talk to yourself when you first started running, what advice would you give yourself?
To not compare yourself to anybody, even to yourself, because you could have a really good run and the next day could be a bad run. So just stay consistent.
Absolutely. I love that. What's the greatest gift that running has given you?
Just every mental health aspect, every positive that you could feel in terms of mental health. It's crazy to me, like how that has improved just with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And finally, where can listeners connect with you?
Mainly TikTok at Mrs.Space.Cadet and also on Instagram at I'm Mrs. Space Cadet. And I'm going to be getting back into YouTube. I took a little hiatus, but I'm going to revamp it. I miss it.
Well, perfect. Well, I can vouch for you. You are just delightful. Your videos are so funny. I sat and binge watched, I don't know, just about as many as you have and just absolutely ate it all up. I hope you keep creating, keep running, and best of luck in your 18 miler. I can't wait to see how you do.
Yes, I'm really excited. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, that's it. I'm ready to delete all the running social media accounts that I follow and just follow Mrs. Space Cadet. Sometimes we all take this running thing way too seriously, and a dose of real and a dash of humor is the better way to go. If you want to see what all this fuss is about over Erin, you can follow her on TikTok at Mrs. Space Cadet and on Instagram at I'm Mrs. Space Cadet. And of course, all those links are in our show notes and linked at runnersconnect.net/483. That's also where you'll find the details to enter our contest to win one of three free copies of Jeff Gaudette's book called Easy Running Plans to help you understand the science behind all your runs with comprehensive plans. We're limiting the contest to October 6th through October 12th, 2021. So be sure and enter today. Best of luck. Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast with me, Claire Bartholik, the Planted Runner. Our mission is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Connect with me on Instagram at The Planted Runner and at Runners Connect. Join the Runners Connect team at runnersconnect.net and support our show for free with a review on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show and want to get more free content in your inbox, become one of my favorite listeners and get the elite treatment at runnersconnect.net/podcast. Have a great run today.